California voters will decide next week whether to weaken the term limits they imposed on state legislators more than a decade ago. California has some of the strictest term limits in the nation for state office holders. Proposition 45 would allow voters in a given district to sign a petition to allow their representative in the legislature to serve another 4 years. Supporters say that would keep experienced people in state government. Opponents say it's just the opening gambit in a campaign to end term limits entirely. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
One of the hottest issues in the 1990s was term limits. 19 states adopted them, usually by ballot initiative, and California was one of the first. Members of the state assembly here are now allowed to serve just 6 years total, 3 terms of 2 years each. Members of the Senate, as well as the governor and other statewide office holders, are limited to 2 4-year terms. That's just not enough time, says Ann Henderson of the League of Women Voters.
Legislators mean well, but they're not there long enough to learn much about how the state operates and to figure out what to do in difficult situations. And we think that this chance to have an additional 4 years may make that enough better, that people can live with it.
If Prop 45 passes on March 5th, legislators who want to run for an additional term will have to gather signatures on a petition equal to 20% of the votes cast in their district in the last election. The League of Women Voters is one of many supporters of this measure. Others include both business organizations and labor unions, environmental groups, and the Farm Bureau. Slickly produced TV commercials reassure viewers that Prop 45 keeps term limits and strengthens voting rights.
Throughout our history, we've changed our laws to expand the rights of voters. We changed our Constitution to give women the right to vote. We passed the Voting Rights Act to protect minorities' voting rights. And we extended the right to vote to 18-year-olds. Yes on Prop 45 preserves term limits while giving local voters the right to choose to keep, for 4 more years, a legislator who's doing a good job. Yes on Prop 45, term limits that make sense.
Opponents of Prop 45 argue it won't be the local voter who will make the decisions, but the same so-called special interests that are funding the Prop 45 campaign. More than $8 million have poured in from organizations affiliated with the two major political parties, as well as most of the influential concerns in the state: the teachers' union, trial attorneys, banking, liquor, insurance, and more. Dan Schnur, a Republican political consultant working to defeat the measure, says these are the same interests that would pay for the petition campaigns so incumbents could run for an extra term in office.
The only practical way to collect those signatures is by hiring paid petition gatherers. That costs money. If Proposition 45 passes, the same special interest can give $100,000 or more to a petition gatherer to get that politician back on the ballot.
Dan Schnur also says it's folly to think that the enemies of term limits will stop at just this 4-year extension.
Because if you give these career politicians an extra 4 years now, they'll be back sure as shooting in 4 years asking for even more, and then they'll never go home.
Just a few months ago, opinion polls indicated that California voters might be willing to go along with the modest extension outlined in Prop 45. Lately, however, the measure seems to be losing support. It faces another obstacle in the early date of this year's primary. Some voters may not even realize there's an election next week, says political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy. And since the only hot race is for the Republican nomination for governor, she says turnout is likely to be low and skew conservative.
That bodes ill for Prop 45 because it is Republicans, it is conservatives, it is older voters who tend to favor term limits and would look unkindly toward trying to get around them.
But most of the 19 states that have term limits have tried to get around them. Only Idaho has been successful so far. So if Prop 45 fails, there is sure to be another measure on some future ballot to allow elected officials to keep their jobs if the voters still want them. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.